Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Inspire small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. Thanks for being part of my day. Thanks for continuing to be part of my day. Now in our 11th year of the Small Business Advocate Show, we're glad to have you here, and you're going to be glad you hung out with us because Ken Lebo is here. Ken is the author of all of the Incredible Things to Do on the Internet series of books. And others that he's going to tell us about in just a few minutes. Ken has been with us for a long time. He's been a member of my Brain Trust since way back. I'm going to check it out here in a second. I think since all the way back in 98. Here we go. Ken Lebo, 98. March of 98, Ken joined us for the first time. We told you about his incredible books before almost anybody knew about his incredible books, and I'm glad to have been able to do that. He's our good friend, Ken Lebo. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Always a pleasure to be with you.
It's good to have you back.
We're growing old together.
There you go. Almost 10 years, you and me.
That's a long time.
March. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, 300 Incredible Things to Do on the Internet wasn't even published at that. You were working on it. You had it. It was like in a loose leaf binder or something. But I don't even think it was available for sale when you were on the show the first time, was it?
I believe you're right. And a lot's happened in 10 years.
Well, and look what happened after that. After you were on my show.
You made it happen. We've sold over 3 million. We've sold over 3 million books now.
That's what I'm talking about. And I've got a bunch of your 300 Incredible Things books here in front of me, and I've laid them out like in a tile form. And I think I'm looking at this thing and I'm thinking that'd be great wallpaper. See, you should make this into a wallpaper.
Well, the books we haven't sold, that's what they are. They line the walls of my house.
We don't talk about those things, though, Ken. Hey, you've identified some I said the top five. You better have five things here in my audience or we'll revolt. You've identified some tech trends that are coming at us in the future. What do you think?
Well, some things that are in front of us, but before I even start, I want to just start with a quote from Brian Tracy, because it really epitomizes what the whole technology thing is.
Who's and a member of our Brain Trust, by the way.
And it says, resolve to be a master of change, not a victim of it. And so many things, we just talked about 10 years. So many things have happened over the last 10 years in the business world, the technology world. And candidly, it's tough for me to keep up with it, the average person to keep up with it. And things are just happening so fast. But one thing that I'll start out with is, some things are right in front of us. And I believe by the end of 2008, everybody, and I use the word everybody a little bit loosely, but everybody will own either an iPhone or a BlackBerry. They've gotten a lot of press, but not everybody owns them. But I think by the end of 2008, everybody, in fact, will own one of those devices because they are so phenomenal. They do everything. They're computers. They do all your email. And that will be one of the things we see happening by the end of 2008.
Well, I talked about this years ago, 6, 7, 8 years ago. I pointed out that if you wanted to see technological convergence happening in front of your eyes, watch your cell phone. Just look at your cell phone. You know, you've seen these time release slow motion movies where they capture a plant blooming or whatever, and if you could do that, you could literally lay your cell phone down almost and video it, and over a period of 4 or 5 years, the cell phone became, in my opinion, the perfect example of technological convergence.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And
we were just talking about.
When you use one of them, I didn't have, I've had a Trio in the past, and I just actually recently bought an iPhone, and I'm not here promoting the iPhone, but just talking about it.
Do you like it?
I love it. It's when you see the ease of use and the graphics and how unbelievable it is, and I use Google's email. Well, to integrate it into my own iPhone took all of about 5 seconds.
Wow. And well, see, I've been using BlackBerrys for years because BlackBerry was the first really good email machine.
Right.
And it still is the best email machine as far as I'm concerned.
That's correct. But, yeah, and the reason why I say but everyone should have one of these by the end of the year is whether it's sales or customer service, it just makes things so much easier for people. And here's something I found out just the other day by talking to my own kids who are not teenagers anymore. But yeah, I found out that if you have an iPhone, you cannot text message while you're driving.
Huh.
Now, that's an interesting non-feature.
That's a safety. Did they design it that way, or is it just
accident? Well, I think it's just too hard to do, believe it or not. So, parents, if you have a 16, 17, or 18-year-old,
right.
You may want to get them an iPhone for the holidays.
Buy them an iPhone and take the other one away from them. Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely. Hold on to that thought.
They can't text message while they're driving.
Do they have one that will keep little girls from putting their makeup on, too, while they're driving? Stand by, 2010. We'll be right back with Ken Lebo.
Oh, mirror in the sky. What is love?
Hi, Jim. This is Jennifer Reed Hawthorne, co-author of Chicken Soup for the Woman's Soul and Life Lessons for Loving the Way You Live. And I'm calling to wish you a very happy 10th anniversary. I am so proud to be a member of your Brain Trust, and I am looking forward to many delightful conversations in the next 10 years. Happy 10th anniversary, Jim.
What will you do when you
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Ken Lebo, the author of All the Incredible Things to Do on the Internet book series. And how many books now total, Ken?
I think I'm up to about 20, 21 books now.
Yeah, and something under a billion copies sold galactically.
Something like that.
And available wherever books are sold. Give us your website, Ken.
It's my last name, Lebo.com, Leebow.com.
Can we find your blog there?
You'll find my blog, and I actually have about three or four other websites that are about things that are hot on the internet, like online video and other things as well.
Now, Ken, you're supposed to bring us five tech trend things, really cool things that are going to be coming at us. But your first thing was an iPhone. That's not new.
Well, but what I said,
you're gonna have to pick up the pace a little, Ken.
No, I'm going out on a limb saying everybody by the end of 2008 is going
to. Is that your big prediction, Ken?
There you go, or a BlackBerry. So here's number. I'll skip in my list here, but here's another thing. Now, have you been at the water cooler, Jim, and been talking about this writer's strike and how?
Oh yeah, we hang out here at the water cooler all the time, talking about the writer's strike. Of course.
I figured as much. So yeah. Here's the thing. Nobody even cares about the writer's strike. Well, why is that? Because we, as consumers, so much is online and online video.
Yeah.
So the writers of the world and the producers and so forth, they need to be careful about this whole thing that they're doing out there in L.A. because we don't care. We're online. We're on our devices watching video, and it's not just YouTube. One of the sites that I have is incrediblevideos.net, and I thought about 3 years ago online video was going to be amazing, and sure enough, it is.
Mm-hmm.
But people, when they think they kind of correlate online video with YouTube, well, that's just the big monster out there. But there are so much incredible online video that you can spend days and days and days just watching.
Well, like my friend I mentioned to you, my friend Ruth King has online video. She does online small business videos
right there
in Atlanta and where you are. And so she does a good job.
That's just one example of literally thousands and thousands of niche type of online videos that are out there. So it's not just the bulldog on his skateboard, that people laugh about on YouTube. It's really some great video that's out there. So the bottom line is this whole writer's strike, nobody really cares about because we have a lot of other sources for watching our video.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Is that something
a small business owner should get into?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question because it reminds me to say that I think any small business owner should do one of two things. If they have the funds and they have the kind of business where they can create a professional, whether it's 30-second or 1-minute commercial, they should do that and put it online, put it on their website, put it out in YouTube. If they don't want to spend $2,000-$3,000, which I can certainly understand, to do a professional video, then guess what? Just do a video that's of yourself or whatever your process is, and put it out on YouTube, and it's free. This is the tech trend we've been seeing over the last 10 years is that so much of this is free. You can create websites for free. You can do your online video for free.
Right.
So, yeah, I think the small business person absolutely, whatever they're, you know, if it's a restaurant, well, why don't you show cooking, you know, cooking is, you know, this the chef stuff has become huge, a huge business now. So if you have a restaurant in your town, why don't you show, you do a little video of creating recipes. People love it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you can do, you basically can do that kind of stuff for free.
Right.
Now, again,
absolutely.
If you want to make a professional video, you're going to pay for it. So you have to decide, do I want to make it just, you know, a nice little video that's not professional, or do I want to create this, you know, beautiful professional video? And the thing is, today we're accepting of non-professional videos if it's online or on YouTube
mm-hmm.
or something like that. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I definitely think that...
And they're easy to do, too, aren't they?
You know, I just bought a video camera just for the heck of it. It's called Flip Video, I believe. It's I paid $130 for it, and it's got a USB port right built into it, so you plug it right into your computer, you take a video, and literally in seconds, it's now sitting on your computer, and you can upload it to, you know, YouTube or another video site.
Mm-hmm.
So they've made it so easy, it's unbelievable.
All right, what's another one?
Well, this is old news, new news. I think newspapers will be, you know, that's sort of like the dying trade is newspapers, but they need to cut a deal with a company like Yahoo, and let's get this thing over with and start doing all kinds of advertising things with a company like Yahoo, because we all know that Google is the big guy on the block, and right now, even Yahoo's having a tough time competing with Google.
So oh,
the
yeah.
newspapers of the world need to bite the bullet and say, hey, the way we have done it over the past 100, 150 years really is not the future. And let's get on with a tech company like a company like Yahoo. And it doesn't have to be Yahoo, but, you know, that's the number two guy on the block, so to speak. And let's just cut advertising deals, and let's just do it and do it right. Let me give you an example, you know, relating to small businesses. My son is in the construction business, and a lot of people have heard of Craigslist. And that's a way to advertise
oh, yeah.
for free on the Internet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, he went out there and advertised his construction business for free, and guess what? He got jobs.
Wow.
So, you know, if you're a small business and...
He didn't do the jobs for free, but he got the advertising for free.
There you go. Thanks for clarifying that.
Yeah.
So, you know, the newspapers of the world have to figure something out.
Craigslist. Talk about one thing being a paradigm shift for newspapers.
Yeah.
Craigslist is incredible. It's really turned that industry on its ear, because that was their big cash cow, wasn't
that's right.
it?
That's
so
right.
That it could happen to us, ladies and gentlemen. So be paying attention to what's coming at you in the future, especially with regard to technology. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, Ken Lebo, and I will be right back. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find the show and the archives and the articles and the Brain Trust members, like our good friend Ken Lebo. And you can find our newsletter, where you can subscribe to our newsletter. You can check out our blog while you're there. And also, don't forget to check out our knowledge base, askjim.biz. AskJim.biz. We've anticipated your questions, and we have answers waiting on you, and more coming every day. So keep checking it out, and use it to your advantage. Everything we have has no barrier to entry. Both of our sites are free sites. If you can get there, we'll let you hang out with us and use it to your advantage. Ken Lebo is our guest, and he's given us a little bit of a peer. He's allowing us to peer over the horizon into 2008 and see what some of the things that are coming at us from a technology trend standpoint. Ken, what's next?
Well, you know, last year, and you thought it was somewhat of a yawner, I said we're going to be doing everything online, like word processing and those types of things, and
yeah.
that's what I do, using some of Google's features. But one thing I didn't mention when we were talking about the cell phones and so forth, and if people aren't aware, actually Google is creating their own operating system for cell phones, and they have video. It's not available yet.
They're in the process of bidding on some spectrum, aren't they?
spectrum and, you know, operating software for a cell phone. I've looked at the video that they have at their own site, not at Google.com.
Yeah, they've got a little intra system, don't they, up there?
And if you look at the video, for one thing, a lot of the features look iPhone-esque, but it's gonna be another one of those forces. So they're one of the obviously big companies pushing us towards this cell phone that is, in fact, like you had talked earlier about being our computer.
I mean, oh yeah.
And I look, you know, right now, even though the iPhone is great, it really is not our standalone computer for ourselves. You got to have whether it's a laptop or a desktop computer. But fast forward another 5 years, that's not going to be true anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We'll probably be able to throw away our laptops, and it'll be our handheld device.
I'm expecting next is a holographic display, a heads-up display from your cell phone.
It'll probably be there.
You know what I mean? where you can put it all up in front of you and. And, you know, it's going to happen. I mean, it'll probably, hopefully in my lifetime. But now here's an application question for you. Ken, if all of these cell phones are going to be offering all this new capability, don't we need to make sure that our websites are compatible? Version of our website that is compatible with these cell phones?
Well, interestingly enough, and I think the iPhone has led the way in this, is that the way it works is phone is going to be working as well, because they've demonstrated that, you know, online.
Mm-hmm.
So you almost don't even have to make it compatible to the phone. The phone's going to automatically make it compatible to itself.
So the phones are morphing to us instead of us having to morph to the phones.
Exactly.
But if more and more of work activity is going to be done on through our phones, it seems to me there's going to be some kind of a movement by both parties.
I think that'll happen, and you see it already with large institutions like banks making things
right.
Capable of working better on cell phones and so forth. So yeah, it's all. You know, it's all in the movement phase of happening, but it's pretty much already there.
Mm-hmm. All right, what else?
What else? Well, I think sort of wrapping up, I think, you know, the small business person needs to use these devices and use all of the services that are available. And, again, I've been harping for years on this stuff is free, and I just mentioned to you a little bit ago my daughter started her own business, got a website, it's a blog, it's set up for free, it's got video, it's got photos out there, so if people, you know, there's still a lot of people that haven't gotten on the bandwagon of even creating their own website. So
what?
Yeah, absolutely.
Who doesn't have a website in America?
I can't believe that. I could tell you a relative of mine that doesn't even have a website.
All right. And his name is Tyrannosaurus Rex, right?
Well, they've been in business for about 80 years.
Or Pterodactyl or Triceratops. He's a dinosaur, right?
They've had a business for about 60, 70 years, a nice retail store, and they just depend on the traffic walking in the door and don't have a website. So there are those people out there.
Well, you know what? Those are dinosaurs. Wait, they're extinct and they don't know it, Ken.
but again, if you're in business and you haven't tried out Craigslist for either getting customers or doing advertising for free,
yep.
Try it. The online video. If you haven't tried it, do it. It's so simple. And again, all these things.
Get a young person to help you. That's what I do.
They come in handy.
They're born knowing this stuff. They're digital natives. Hey,
absolutely.
Ken, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you, sir.
We'll see you next time. Ken Lebo, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.